I did go out and look for other ideas, and for those whose images were labeled for reuse or were publicly available web pages, I cut and pasted the images here. The iPhone reflecting into the hand is a particularly interesting concept, which made me think about mobile clinicians and the way that an EHR can travel with them. The issue with looking at a smartphone for an EHR, which is something that is already possible, the issue is real estate. It's way too small to get a good view of what you need to make a high-quality decision. Anywhere, anytime projection is a really interesting idea. As I discussed earlier, however, we need to have a fair appraisal of the cons. So if you display a patient's chart on your hand, or maybe you decide to project it onto a wall since it's bigger, what about privacy safeguards? Now, in the middle of this collage of images here, you're going to see a picture of a device called LookTel. This was supported with federal grants from the National Eye Institute, and this device was built to combine, quote, the power of a smartphone with advanced artificial vision software to create a helpful electronic assistant for anyone who is visually impaired or blind. You can use LookTel to automatically scan and recognize objects such as money, packaged goods, CDs, DVDs, medication bottles, as well as landmarks, end quote. That can be found on the LookTel site, which is cited there on the slide. If you have internet access, you can actually click on the image there of LookTel and watch a short YouTube video. The URL is also reflected on the bottom of the screen in case you would like to watch the video online at another time. Again, consider the impact that this device turned towards health could do. Read medicine bottles. Turn a product label into an audio so a person could determine the salt content of a foodstuff. Or it could distinguish between a can of cat food and a can of tuna. Just more fodder for your creative consideration. The massive growth in digital connectivity, particularly in the baby boomer population, also seems like an area of tremendous growth for innovative HIT. I encourage all of you to visit the web page at the top in the blue, and there are scores more like them. I found the title, Disruptive Demographics, and its relationship to an aging global society to be intriguing. Chronic disease, most common in aging persons, really requires new ways to engage patients and help them better manage their disease. This can help keep them at home longer and out of expensive acute care services. This website also does a terrific job of debunking the myth that older folks are not embracing technology. Look and think about how you can contribute your creativity to HIT application and innovation for older Americans.